Joining us in the studio this morning is Regan Hoffman. She's the new editor-in-chief of Pause Magazine. That's Pause, P-O-Z. She's also just come out to friends and to Pause readers that she herself is HIV positive and has been so for over 10 years. Regan, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations on your big coming out.
Thank you.
Full disclosure, I have written for Pause Magazine in the past.
I know.
I'm the AIDS in prison expert. It's a very small field. There are like three of us.
Yes.
So it wasn't very surprising that you allowed me to write for the magazine because there are only three of us, but I'm still very appreciative.
Good.
Now you have, the interesting thing about your coming out is that you have actually been writing a column for about 4 years.
Yes.
Anonymously.
Correct. From the early days, I wanted to be an activist, but I wasn't prepared to come out when I was first diagnosed. So I started writing for Pause in a monthly fashion, each time disclosing to a new person and pushing myself to tell somebody new that I had HIV. So in each column, I evolved my own feelings about disclosure.
But your byline in the column was anonymous.
Yes. No one knew.
For a long time.
For a long time. I lived a double life like a spy.
I thought you were fake.
Many people did.
I thought that you were fake because you're writing about, you know, being a straight lady coming out to people with HIV. And I'm thinking, you know what? They made her up for diversity purposes. That's what I thought.
Many people did, actually.
Sorry.
That's okay. People don't believe that white straight women who are heterosexual have HIV.
Or that they would want to write columns about it. Do you think that even when people are HIV positive in those circumstances, that there's no circumstance under which they'd come out?
For many people, that's true.
Yeah.
For many people, that's true. It's still very frightening. 25 years into the epidemic, the stigma is still massive.
Oh, yeah.
And the trepidation that I felt putting myself on the cover of a magazine above the words, I have HIV, it's been an interesting 6 weeks.
How long have you been positive?
Since 96.
So 10 years.
Yes.
And the decision to come out from behind the veil of anonymity and to be on the cover of the magazine, Pause Magazine is a magazine about HIV and AIDS, and it's mostly for people with HIV and AIDS. It's definitely written with a positive readership in mind, but a lot of people see it. It's definitely a nationally distributed magazine. It's very political. It makes headlines all the time. And in deciding to not only be on the cover of the magazine, but to become the editor, your life must be going through just a massive change.
It is. It's actually going through a good change. Hmm. It's a horrible thing to keep a secret that big for that long.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody to disclose. I'm not advocating that everyone who has HIV needs to disclose, but not enough people speak up. I think that's... I've encountered over the years so many people who've wanted to, and when they find a group of people to support them, they consider doing it. And and it's an evolution that each person has to make on their own. But I did it because women are really an alarmingly increasing number of a proportion of the people who have the disease, 50% worldwide and 30% in the United States.
Wow.
It's a lot. I mean, even when I was considering taking this job, I knew that more and more women were becoming infected. I didn't know the stats were that dramatic.
Also, it seems to me, it's incredible to me that something like 110 people get infected with HIV in the United States every day. 40,000 new infections last year.
Of a disease that is entirely preventable.
Yeah.
And that's incredible.
When you look at the people who are disproportionately getting infected right now, in 2005 for those statistics, it's women, it's people of color, it's teens, it's seniors, straight women in particular. I mean, it's people who are not thought of as being the face of the disease. I mean, we really do still think of it as being gay men and intravenous drug users.
Yes. The epidemic is not over. And the sectors of the population who are not, they don't think they're at risk, and that's the problem. Gay men, drug users, they're very aware, and they have great prevention most of the time, but not so for women.
Well, what do you think about the relationship between raising the profile of HIV-positive people who don't fit the stereotype and actually getting programs in place to prevent infections among those groups? Like, it's not an automatic thing. People don't think, oh, well, Regan Hoffman is HIV-positive and she's a straight white lady. Therefore, let's fund programs for straight white ladies. Like, it doesn't happen. There has to be advocacy. I mean, all the prevention programs that exist in the gay community were very hard fought. I know that.
Yes. And there's a real need for new leadership on that front. We've talked a lot about that internally at Pause, and we're going to do some things this year to try to bring some advocacy efforts to the forefront.
Yeah. How has your personal life changed since making this professional decision, since deciding to become the editor? I understand you were the editor of another magazine in New Jersey while you were writing the anonymous column for Paws.
I was. It was called New Jersey Life.
Okay.
And it was a lifestyle publication.
And you've left that.
I have left that, yes.
All right. And did all of your family know? Did you all of your friends and acquaintances know by the time that you came out?
My immediate family knew, mm-hmm. but many of my best friends did not know. Mm. I told them just before I appeared on the cover. And really not an extended group. It was very small. But I have to say that having come out, I am astounded by the response. People I would never have thought are so compassionate, so understanding.
Wow.
And very curious about what they can do. And a lot of the people I've told have a connection to the disease one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have children or their children have children. So there's a great, they're just unaware and they're very, very receptive when you tell them about the disease, about the statistics. People have forgotten about HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, it's off the radar.
What are the questions that people most ask you? What are things that people are most curious about when you disclose to them for the first time?
I think they're curious about how I have relationships, mm-hmm. And whether I can have relationships, whether I can have a child, mm-hmm. which is possible. Medical treatment is such that a woman could have a 98% chance of having a negative baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're mostly curious about how I could face something like this for 10 years and then how I could face the stigma coming out. But the people have been wonderful. So
it's been a good experience so far. Nothing scary has been happening since you came out.
No.
Because I could get very mad at anybody you wanted me to get mad at, if that would be necessary. Regan, good luck at Paws. It's exciting and inspiring that you decided to make this decision, especially after documenting through your columns over these past 4 years what it takes to come out to people on a one-to-one basis for you to make this stand and to be on the cover of this magazine and to be the editor and be out. It's inspiring. You're brave, and it's great. So thank you.
I appreciate it very much.
Regan Hoffman is the new editor-in-chief of Paws magazine, which you can check out online at POZ.com. It's a magazine about HIV and AIDS. It's mostly directed toward people with HIV and AIDS, but if you're at all interested in the topic at all, you're going to find something in there that will teach you something and in all likelihood enrage you.